Very shortly, a category will be dead. The question for this broadcast is, who killed retail? Was it an unfaithful consumer or a bevy of bargain hunters? Did disengaging advertising do it? A gang of pop-up stores or a piece of mobile shopping hardware? Hinky price points, perhaps? Or the greatest planner of all retail deviltry, the Napoleon of online, Professor Bezos? Tune in to a show recorded in April and find out who committed murder at the mall.
The Case of the Disappearing Store. Retailers are getting ready to put a hit on a gang of stores. The previous wave of rubouts affected overall mall traffic. It's a double cross, see? Store closures mean fewer reasons to visit the mall, so mall visits are down. Mall visits are down, so retail business declines, and retailers have to close stores. Flim-flam, see? Like every other category, retailers are dependent upon their abilities to engage with their customers. But successful engagement is dependent upon actually knowing what drives engagement in your category. Brick-and-mortar stores must have been playing that old shell game, who's got the lowest prices, the day that plan was hatched. Call it egotism, call it hubris, call it what it was, a double cross. Whatever you call it, it's criminal. Because for the past decade, brick-and-mortar retailers tried to bribe customers with low, lower, lowest pricing scams. And we all know how that turned out. Retailers have been pretty much oblivious to what drives their category and what consumers expect. Having cased this category for 30 years, the skinny is no sale or price reduction or hustle in the world is going to save you. And when that happens, you'd better have an escape plan. Let's look at a couple of categories. Department stores and discount retailers. Here's how they stacked up for their own customers in our 2017 Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. Department stores. 1. Marshalls. 2. TJ Maxx. 3. Dillard's. 4. Kohl's. 5. JCPenney. 6. Macy's. 7. Sears. Discount retail. 1. Target. 2. Walmart. 3. Kmart. The one thing all the stores have in common, with some clearly doing better at it than others, is that they are bridging the gap between stores and online by philosophically and practically shifting from just selling stuff to actually trying to engage the customers. How? Good question. Some are looking to deliver an integrated experience across platforms. Others are trying to up their game when it comes to in-store experience. Consumers value experience, but it takes more effort to go to a mall than it does to turn on your computer or mobile device. Stores that can become experience destinations will become the anchor stores of the next decade for those rapidly shrinking malls. There's also the issue of managing your brand. If you stand for nothing but lower prices and deals, your brand probably isn't bringing any added value to the process. If that's the case, you'll get bumped off pretty quickly. Arch criminal Willie Sutton, when asked why he robbed banks, said, "That's where the money is." If retailers want to survive, they're going to have to figure out where the customer engagement is. See?
What happened? There was a desert wind blowing that night. It was one of those hot, dry Santa Anas that come down through the mountain passes and curl your hair and make your nerves jump and your skin itch. To go online and buy an air conditioner. Okay, apologies to Raymond Chandler. But that's the skinny when it comes to retail. Your average Joe is doing more than 9% of his shopping online. It's gotten so bad that senior management at the country's largest mall owners are taking it in the wallet. They're cutting their own salaries, while Amazon was all aces and continued to cut prices months before Christmas. The big house has emptied of retailers. Macy's is shutting down 100 stores. That's 15% of its base. Its same-store sales fell 2.5%, better than the negative 3.2% they were expecting, but still. Walmart plans to open fewer U.S. stores than it has in at least 25 years. That's all wet. Sears gave the kiss-off to half their stores and announced it will sell Kenmore appliances on, wait for it, Amazon. Sears Canada, which had been losing 1 million simoleons a day, shut down operations. Kmart is down 678 locations. JCPenney took the rap and closed 140 stores. Overall, retailers have announced more than 3,200 hits on stores since the beginning of the year. That's more than the recession of 2008. More than 20 stores, including Radio Shack, Toys R Us, and Payless, can't come up with the long green and have filed for bankruptcy. Other big box stores like Staples are taking a powder and are going private in an attempt to maneuver the new retail landscape. Walmart announced a deal to add Lord & Taylor, the United States' oldest luxury department store, to its website in an attempt to make their site a wingding of a destination. To find its footing, the 192-year-old Lord & Taylor was forced to kiss off its landmark snazzy flagship building on Fifth Avenue to WeWork, a 7-year-old office-sharing startup. Talk about moving from Easy Street to Hooverville. None of this sounds like the big fix. Something is killing retail. Stores desperately need answers. Something that used to be there has taken it on the lam. And for brick and mortars, their final question is, what might that be? Based on our predictive metrics, the only answer is the stuff that expectations are made of.